This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I was thinking about this, and I decided I would call this our Food for Thought segment. And here's a couple things I want you to think about as you are hearing the voice of Kevin Jackson on the KevinJacksonShow.com. How can you demand reparations but not child support? I just want you to think about that for just a bit. You want, and I'm talking about the folks that want reparations. They want white people to pay for something that they've never participated in, but they don't want to hold young black men responsible for making kids and saddling them with debt for giving America the highest crime rate per, you know, of any ethnic group, etc. But they want those reparations, boy. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me. Hopefully you've enjoyed the broadcast so far, but I want to give you food for thought. This segment, and I don't know how long it's going to last because there's so much food for thought that's out there. I'll give you another one while you're thinking about the whole black condition and demanding reparations but not demanding child support, demanding no accountability of black men, some of whom have multiple kids by multiple different women and aren't taking care of any of them. But here's another one. Lots of early voting that's going to occur before the first debate. It's already started in North Carolina, for example. I think it's a nice strategy for the Democrats because you want to lock that Biden vote in as quickly as possible before people really see how demented he is. And we will be talking about Biden's deterioration because there's more discussion about that. More of nothing new. I'm going to tell you right now, on the Kevin Jackson Show today, I will talk about Biden's deterioration from one of his own staffers, but here, former staffers. But here's what I'm going to tell you. You're not going to learn anything that I haven't already told you about Joe Biden. He's in big trouble. What else we got? Why haven't massive numbers of homeless people died on the streets from Wu Flu? If this is such a deadly disease, if it's such a vicious killer, there's 30, 40, 50,000 homeless in California. Why aren't we hearing about them having to go out every day with the body bags and pick these people up? Homeless people don't have masks. If they are, they're filthy. They don't wash their hands. They don't socially distance. They thrive in California and all these leftist-run cities, and you aren't seeing people scraping them off the turf. I just want to know, why is that? As you put on that face condom, as you put on that mask and you go out and face the world and feel like you're more safe, understand this. Homeless people and many other people aren't wearing masks. You think people coming into this country sneaking in off through the border? You think the illegals coming into this country are wearing masks when they cross over from into Arizona or into Texas or into New Mexico, California? Or do you think they're just coming? I have a theory. I think they're just coming. Donald Trump, food for thought, nominated for multiple Nobel Peace Prize. I ask myself, is it a trap? Not one, not two, but technically three. And I ask myself, how is that what do they want to prove? I mean, we now know he's earned them, by the way. We talked about this the other day, I know. He's earned them. But what if he wins none of them? What will that do for you? What would you think? I'm curious. Call me. 844-551-8255. What would you do if Donald Trump earned none of these awards from the Nobel Committee? Oh, boy. I still call it a worthless award. I know he gets $1 million. He'll give away the money, and that's a great thing if he does win one or two or three of them. What if he wins all three? He wins three times the awards of baby black Jesus, who did not deserve the award in the first place. What if Trump wins all three? Wow. That's some food for thought, huh? What do a communist, a pedophile, a felon, a traitor, and a sexual predator all have in common? This came as a tweet, but I thought it was so profound. They all spoke at the DNC, the Democratic National Convention. Yeah, there's a little food for thought, huh? In case you're wondering who to vote for, you're voting for the party that had communists, pedophiles, felons, traitors, and sexual predators speak at their convention. And oh, remember, they're still the group that booed God. Now, we talked last hour about Bob Woodward in these interviews. These new smoking guns, right? Woodward says, Donald Trump said that, you know, he intentionally downplayed Wu Flu. Smart man. I'm glad he did. But here's my question of the day for you, because as this was breaking, what happens typically, well, I hate to say this, with these wishy-washy conservatives, is they start, oh my gosh, Kevin, what do you think, man? Is this going to really impact people? So I'll ask you. You learned that Donald Trump downplayed the Wu Flu. Does the new revelation bother you? Does it change your mind in any way? Now, I had one of my friends ask him this question because he needs to be talked off the ledge. And he says, but Kevin, it's not getting down to the grassroots level. And I looked at him and said, man, are you crazy? Everything Donald Trump does gets down to the grassroots level. What are you talking about? If Donald Trump says, I don't think it's that big of a deal, it isn't that big of a deal. And be happy that he was the one that said it. Because let me tell you why. Folks at the bottom of the food chain are the ones who were hurt the most by this Wu Flu nonsense. And they know Donald Trump gave them some money to tide themselves over, but he's ready for the country to go back to work. Well, who do you think they blame for the country not going back to work? Who do you think? You know the answer. So here's Donald Trump saying, I think it was overblown. Yeah, I said that. I didn't want people afraid, and I didn't want people losing their jobs. But he went along with it. He had to play the political game. And I told you guys, I don't like that money went out for this stuff. I don't. I hate it. And I got PPP money. But I don't like that because we got it as a safety net. But I didn't like it because I understand that it's a ruse. But I also know that Donald Trump said to himself, I'm not going to let these guys get over. I'm not going to let them play the game better than we play it. So, yeah, if you're going to get money, it's going to be from me giving it to you, not Nancy Pelosi. So I get it. Anyway, there's a lot of food for thought out there, and it all points back to good things for conservatives, good things for the conservative movement, and good things for Donald Trump. And that's why you're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, because I hope it makes sense.
This is The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
California is still burning due to Democrat incompetence. It's that simple. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. I was in California not too long ago, and as I was flying over, you could see the forest station that needs, I mean, they're completely neglecting their forest. It's just a timber, it's a timber box. It's just ready to go up at any time. And as I said, I talked about it a year before that. California has fire season. Now, if they were to implement good forestry, they would be doing these controlled burns. They would be getting rid of these the dead trees, and stimulating. Some of these forests need to have fire in order for the seeds to germinate. They would be getting all these things would be happening in a controlled way, but. You know, they just don't want to deal with it. And what's funny about it is whenever anything happens, they blame Trump. Trump, 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 Trump. Then they want to ask for money. Our money. Will you guys send us some money because we're broke? We're sick of sending you money. Take care of your doggone selves. Anyway, glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson, that's who you're listening to. The other thing I want to talk about that I think is absolutely insane is Gavin Newsom wants an exit tax for people leaving California. Now,
Look, if you live in California, and I know we got a couple of signals out there that where they get the show. If you're living in California voluntarily at this point, look, I understand people want to be with family. It's got a lot of things going for it. But you're pretty much a glutton for punishment. There are states right next to you that will allow you to go visit California. Go see the Redwoods. Go see the Pacific Ocean. Go see Hollywood if you want. Go do these things. But holy cow, seriously? Here's an article. They say, they're talking about this heavy tax base. They say the top 1% of income earners currently pay 46% of California's income taxes. 46%. The top 1%. And they've got a left-wing institute. It's an Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy, ITEP. They say California's tax system is already the most progressive. Now, that by most progressive in the nation, they're not saying it is like, woohoo, we made a lot of progress. That means it is the worst one for you. They said, many California taxpayers seem to be getting sick of shouldering this burden. The most recent IRS migration data showed that on net, over 60,000 Californians moved out of state between 2017 and 2018. These are the Trump years. These are years where people are going, you know what, if I'm going to do it, this is the time to do it. But here's what's even more staggering. Forget 60,000 people, because that's not a ton of people in a state that has so many. But the majority of the people who are leaving are solid workers. They said that resulted in a net loss of $8 billion for that year. Between 2010 and 2018, they said the state's tax base shrunk by $24.6 billion. Do you understand what I just said? And with 60,000 people leaving a year, in between 2010 and 2018, they have lost 24. I don't know what their base is, what their amount of their revenue has been up to this point. But they lost almost $25 billion of it. This is insane. What is what are we talking about here? $8 billion. I'm going to do the math while I'm on air here. $8 billion divided by 60,000 people. So they lost $133,000 on average per person. Do you know what $133,000 bringing that tax base to your state would mean? These are not menial jobs that they lost. If the average was $133,000, did I say million? $133,000, I don't know what I said. But I meant $133,000. That is unbelievable. It's not just happening in California. It's happening in New York. It's happening in Illinois. Everybody around these states is going, thank you. Thank you. Unbelievable. They go on. Perhaps in an effort to avoid the consequences of imposing ever-increasing tax burdens on their taxpayers, the wealth tax, this is what this is about, the wealth tax. They say the wealth tax includes an exit tax to ensure that no one escapes. I love this part. The loving embrace of the California Franchise Tax Board. A person subject to the tax who chooses to leave the state will still be subject to that tax, get this, for 10 years on a sliding scale, which amounts to a 1.8% exit tax. So if you leave California and you're worth whatever, and you got a certain value, for every $1 million that you take out after paying crazy amounts of taxes, you got your federal tax, you got your outrageous state taxes, you've got your real estate taxes, you've got your retail taxes, franchise taxes. I mean, everything that moves gets taxed. And on top of that, when you say, I'm done with you people, I'm out of here, you don't have me to kick around anymore, they go, oh yeah? And they want another $18,000 for every $1 million that you take out. Now, what did they do for it? Nothing. Nothing. And here they have a figure in this chart, and it shows this understatement of tax would carry a penalty of greater than $1 million or 20% of the tax due on top of existing tax penalties. See, this is a state that does not care about you. This is a state that says, we're going to get our money out of you one way or the other. We don't care. I want you to understand the fact that you decided to leave, and they are saying, they're not trying to entice you to stay. One of my friends, he took his company out of California, moved it to Texas. Told me he was doing it. Told me how much money he would save. And sure enough, that's what he did. So he left. This has been 5 years now that he's left. But I just want you to understand how desperate. He said to me, Kevin, I leave California, and I don't remember the numbers, but he increased his revenue by a few million dollars. This is no small thing here. An entrepreneur employing, I want to say he had 43 employees. And it was so funny. He called me up. He says, hey, man, if they keep this up, I'm leaving. It wasn't a month that he left, took his company to Texas. This is unbelievable. A penalty to leave the state. The only tax I know that I found, and I mean, I'm sure there are others, but when Chicago did a sneaker tax, tennis shoes, another quarter, I believe, or 50 cents on every pair of shoes kids buy. And I was thinking, do you know who you're taxing? Young, black, urban kids. Chicago didn't care, raised $2 million.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With lawmakers back on Capitol Hill, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is urging Congress not to delay action on additional COVID-19 relief.
Now is not the time to worry about shrinking the deficit or shrinking the Fed balance sheet.
The Treasury Secretary on CNBC, he also says he's hoping for more stimulus, but insists the economy is rebounding nicely.
The U.S. economy continues to perform extremely well, and really we see a slowdown in Europe and other parts of the world.
Tropical storm Sally is now a hurricane. The National Hurricane Center saying Sally strengthened into a hurricane and has maximum sustained winds of 85 miles an hour. The storm expected to make landfall early Tuesday morning in Louisiana, and President Trump in California being briefed on the wildfires. This is USA Radio News. Average gasoline prices have dropped just over 3 cents a gallon, with the national average at $2.17 per gallon. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
That's the lowest level in several weeks. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the prices could go even lower later this week.
The national average remains 39 cents lower than last year's tally of $2.57 per gallon and likely will continue heading lower as oil prices have plunged, surrounding concerns about oil and gasoline demand.
Requirements for summer gasoline blends will come to an end on Tuesday, ushering in cheaper-to-produce winter gasoline.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, are early voting in the Delaware presidential primary. The Bidens voting early because he plans to hold a campaign event tomorrow in Florida. The Bidens casting those ballots in person. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hardly wait to compare my cognitive capability to the cognitive capability of the man I'm running against.
We gotta. It's just. But you gotta. I mean, we gotta reassure. Look. Play the radio. Make sure the television. Excuse me. Make sure you have the record player on at night. The phone. Make sure the kids hear words.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
The words of a president matter.
We cannot get reelect. We cannot win this reelection. Excuse me. We can only reelect Donald Trump.
No matter how competent or incompetent a president is, they can send a nation to war. They can bring peace. They can make markets rise or fall.
I'm going to beat Joe Biden.
You know, the rapidly rising
Mr. President, wake up.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. Look me over. If you like what you see, help out. If not, vote for the other guy. Give me a look, though, okay? All men and women created by the... Go, you know the thing. I just can't figure the guy. It's like, it's like watching a yo-yo. I shouldn't have said it that way. It's like watching...
It feels that way. I want to ask...
All right, Chuck. Thank you very much.
All right. It's Chris. But anyway,
I just did Chris. No, I just did Chuck.
Why doesn't he just act like a president?
That's a stupid way to say it.
You know, Donald Trump was asking.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, probably best I don't.
Just don't tell anybody I told you this. Especially don't tell Joe Biden. I don't think that there should be any debates.
It should scare Americans that there are people who want that man to be president of the United States. That should just scare the heck out of you. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Boy, this dude has lost more than a step. And look, I don't care. He's not my candidate. But he's drooling down the track. He's in Special Olympics as Trump is in the actual Olympics. And you have to ask yourself, when is the left going to wake up? I know when they're going to wake up. I think many of them already have. Earlier in the broadcast, I went over some of the polling numbers, and as I said, they were calling it shock polling. Because as this girl wrote, her name is Rachel Alexander, she writes for Town Hall, She talked about the polling, and she says, and she was writing this. She says, as one writer described Biden, he can't get through a fawning 5-minute interview from his basement with notes and a teleprompter without losing his train of thoughts or start of saying something absurd. Another writer wrote, found that every single one of these polls had a bias of at least 6 points towards Democrats. Another one said, 28% of people, and I don't know why this is a poll of party affiliation mattered, so, you know, that one's not even a good one to talk about. But essentially the net was 8%, they effectively robbed Donald Trump of 8 points on any of these polls for a guy who is effectively suffering dementia. Look, I know there are times when Biden appears lucid, and I think that's why Trump wants him to be drug tested. Because for the most part, if you see Biden during interviews, he looks like he's just woken from a nap or he needs to take one or the other. And I'm not even talking about the obvious dementia. I'm talking about his energy level, for example. He makes Jeb Bush look like a hip hop dancer. I mean, Jeb Bush looks like a break dancer. And so a guy who knows Biden very well, he wrote a book about his deterioration. This article was in the Free Beacon, I think it was last week or so, and he was the White House stenographer under Obama, and he says that the former VP is losing it. And I'm going to just read. He says, Joe Biden's former White House stenographer said the vice president's public speaking ability has deteriorated significantly since leaving the White House. To the point where, quote, he's not the same Joe Biden. Now, the sad part about that is it would be different if Biden, if the same Biden deserved to be president. The same Biden is a scary prospect to begin with. But the fact that this new Biden that everybody can see, who do you want negotiating for you? Donald Trump or Joe Biden? For your house? For a car with heads of state? I have to stop for a minute almost every day and ask myself, what level of hatred must you have for conservatives, for Donald Trump, for America in general, that you would seriously assume this guy, you know, want him to be president? What level of hatred? It's very sad. Donald Trump spoke about him. I talked about it earlier in the broadcast. And he jeered at him because Biden has flip-flopped. He was talking about NAFTA, and he says, yeah, it was a mistake. Well, it was more than a mistake. Here's the thing about flip-flopping. And again, people are entitled to change their minds. But the problem with Joe Biden is that he's flip-flopping, and I honestly don't know if he can rationalize why he said it, why he wanted to do what he did the first time. I think Joe Biden's flip-flops are he is so far gone. And now they're just telling him, Joe, you got to say this because the polls are not going your way. Let me give you an example. Here's Morning Joe talking about the Latino vote. And I don't know, I'm going to presume you're going to hear something from Joe Biden pretty soon saying what he needs to do to get the Latino vote. But here's Morning Joe. These are no fans of Donald Trump talking about the Latino vote.
So, Victoria, as we talk about these polls that are causing Democrats to flinch nationwide this morning in Florida, a couple of things. Yes. Cuban Americans are put off, especially put off by socialist policies, by the fear that Joe Biden, if elected, will implement policies influenced by people like Bernie Sanders and AOC. That's certainly what the Trump campaign has been pushing. But also, man, nothing works like work. And Donald Trump has been working hard, advertising nonstop in the Cuban American community for some time. And that hard work, surprise, surprise, is paying off dividends right now. Joe Biden has not worked hard down there in the Hispanic communities and the Cuban American communities yet. And I think we're seeing the result of that, at least in these two polls.
And they should indeed be flinching, Joe. Democrats should absolutely be flinching at these numbers. I mean, look, the Cuban numbers are not surprising. We know that Republicans have always had a very strong base with Cuban voters. However, we've seen that base grow under Donald Trump. He has cultivated that vote over the last 4 years. And as you pointed out, Joe, he has been putting in the work. The Trump campaign has been up in Florida with TV ads, with digital ads for at least 2 months, with Biden coming up, I would say, 6 weeks later than that. So that matters. But what I have my eye on, and where I think Democrats should really be worried about, is the non-Cuban. So if we remember, in 2016, Hillary Clinton won non-Cuban Latinos 71% to 26%. So what's happening there? What's happening with the Puerto Rican voters who are traditionally more Democratic and who have been growing in huge numbers as a result of Puerto Ricans migrating over from the island because of the economic downturn, because of the hurricanes? They are ripe for the picking in terms of getting them registered to vote and bringing over the Democratic side. But these polls aren't showing that. So I think that what we're seeing here is twofold. The Trump campaign building out its Cuban base very healthily, something that Obama had chipped into in 08 and 12. And at the same time, I'm seeing that the Trump campaign is also picking up some non-Cuban Latinos. I'm thinking, you know, the diaspora of folks who've come throughout Latin America, your Venezuelans, your Nicaraguans, also probably picking off some Puerto Ricans. This is going to be very worrisome as we get down to the home stretch of the election, because there isn't going to be that much more time to mobilize these voters, register to vote and turn out, because it's also a mobilization game. So this is something that Democrats should have their hair on fire about. Absolutely.
And there you have it. That's a problem for the Democrats. Not enough time. We've got to take a break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Thank you, Democrats. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. I say thank you to Democrats. They are handing President Trump his second term. Not that he needs them, because he doesn't. He's done great on his own, but you know what? If they want to double down and help him, because you know how they're helping him. He's doing great. They're doing bad, which makes his great look all the better. The Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. Things can't get any worse for the Democrats. I mean, in theory, they will continue to drive things, you know, down the into the dump themselves. And Trump's going to keep on improving. But I'm just saying, the chasm can't grow much farther. They got fake polls. They gotta tell themselves that they're winning, because I'm telling you, pick up the paper, pick up your Facebook or however you get your news any day of the week, and what you're gonna see is the Democrats' implosion. And I'm gonna give you just a few things to think about. First of all, I mean, we know their candidate is sick. He's demented, in fact. and their people keep doing everything they can to focus you on how bad they are. The shooting of two cops in broad daylight in Compton. And, oh, thank you, black folks, for filming it and cheering. Thank you, Black Lives Matter, for standing in front of the hospital and trying not to let the ambulance get in. Thank you for protesting his death and then going out saying, I don't care, we hope they die. Thank you. See, because this is what we've all been saying about you clowns, is that you don't care about human life. You don't care about black lives. We don't. Those cops, I don't know if those cops were white, black. Let me tell you something. Does it matter? Does it matter to you? I could go on about just that particular subject. Biden is now Mr. Pro-Law Enforcement. I'll take care of it. I'll make America safer. And he's got a woman as his vice president who bailed out Black Lives Matter protesters. And that's who but he's going to change it, right? The Democrats are going to change it. These are the people that support Black Lives Matter, that fund them to the tune of $1 billion+. They want have prosecutors all around this country, the Kim Gardners of the world. This is a woman in St. Louis that is probably as deadly and as dangerous of a prosecutor you could have. She lets black criminals out, and she is as ethnocentric as they come. You could do whatever you want in the city of St. Louis. Trust me, I was with the McCloskeys over the weekend. They are still being sued. They are still under fire. But the Democrats are going to protect you, right? Right, Portland? Right, Seattle? Right, Atlanta? Right, Baltimore? Right, Cleveland? Right, Detroit? Right, Chicago? Do we have the official number of the people killed in Chicago? It takes them 2 extra days to get the numbers. If they close on midnight on Monday morning, 12:01 Monday morning, they still don't know how many people were shot and killed until Tuesday. Because the bodies are still dragging in. It's insane. What else do we have? By the way, they put a fatwa on this midget. This is a little bitty person that came up and just shot these police in Compton. They got him on video. And multiple people shot video. And it looks like a little midget. Isn't it going to be too difficult to find this little midget, especially now that there's a $100,000 reward for it? Hey, little midget, if you're out there, let me explain something to you. Your little bitty life ain't worth $100,000. Somebody's turning you in. Oh, yeah. Snitches may get stitches, but they want to get paid. Now we got Netflix with cuties, right? Helping us out. Helping Trump. Not that he needs help with the evangelical vote, but helping us out. And I could go on. Cutie, cutie. Yeah. Condoning pedophilia is what they were doing. And they are rightly under fire. What else we got that's helping President Trump? The Mueller team colluding against Trump? So here's what they said. I got this. The newly released DOJ records from the OIG, an investigation of corruption during the Mueller probe, shows that a key tactic used by the Mueller team was to put their phones in airplane mode, lock them, then claim they didn't have the password. So that's what they did. And they got the records. This is a record of doing this. This is not like, one person or two. 27 people use all of these tactics. Hey, Durham, when are we going to get something? Speaking of which, I got a tweet from a friend. He says, we know Lisa Page had affairs with Peter Strzok and Andrew McCabe. I didn't know about Andrew McCabe. Did you guys know about Andrew McCabe? Says, now we can add Andrew Weissman to the list. You guys check this out. I have not verified this. My producers either. It was a tweet from a friend of ours. He writes the Kramer Report. And I don't know. Is it true? If it is, man, come on. Wow. Hold on, Kamala Harris of the FBI. Really? Oh, but I got something else for you. Who you can thank? You can thank the NFL. There's a sign, folks, that things are changing. And I like to give you these signs because we actually have a segment where I call it signs. Things that you need to look for when you're thinking about, oh my gosh, is Trump going to win? How's the world going? Kevin, is it going to be safe in a decade? I don't have answers for all of these things. I do have an answer for, is Trump going to win? Because he is going to win. But I will give you another sign, and the sign is, if you go woke, you go broke. And it's from CBS, or Newsbusters was talking about this, and here's what they wrote. CBS Sports Chairman Sean McManus gave his NFL broadcast teams a crystal clear ultimatum prior to Sunday's games, which I didn't watch a single one of them. How glory. I'm not going to either. But here's what he said. No one was to interject personal opinions on Black Lives Matter, kneeling, or social justice during today's broadcast. So CBS is saying, look, we need the fans to watch these shows. Now, the NFL can kneel. They can do whatever they want. But we're not commenting. We're going to do everything we can to keep people out of from thinking about that part of the game. He says, yep, they write. They continue writing this. A ratings bath like the one incurred by the league in Thursday's game will do that. Here you go, folks, if you haven't gotten the numbers. For once, the fans who prefer football business in the business place of football were heard. That's kind of a strange way to write that. They said the Thursday game in Kansas City suffered a 10-year low viewership for an NFL season opener, along with a 16.1% decline over last year's openers. Fans attending that game booed too. See, that is a sign. They have a fraction of the people in these stadiums. They now have a fraction of the TV revenue. And I'm going to tell you something. I personally would never go see one of these games. But if you really want to hurt them in the pocketbook, don't watch them. TV revenue drives all of it. Now, these fat cat rich guys, they can forego this. They can do, you know, these billionaires, okay, the team loses $500 million worth of revenue, or, you know, gravitas, you know, however they measure these teams to sell them. Jerry Jones isn't going to starve to death. He's an icon. But his players are going to get impacted. And I say, until somebody, we, the people, fight back against these players and do this, they're going to keep doing it. Once you go woke, you go broke, though. McManus said, our announcers on site at the games are not going to condone. They're not going to condemn what's going on. They're going to report it, and they're going to move on. And then he said, we need to thread the needle just the right way, because there are people who are tuning in to hear about football. So we need to make sure that we don't overdo the emphasis of what's going on in our country, or we're not going to ignore it. Yeah, you will. Eventually, you're going to ignore it, because we're going to make you ignore it. He doesn't want them interjecting their opinions. He said they're there to cover the game. Something else happens to be part of the story, they'll tell that story. So here, Black Lives Matter, thank you for being who you are. Thank you for being the terrorist that you are, because you are going to ruin the left. No question about it. Now, I got asked by a buddy of mine. He says, Kevin, will you come on my show and sing the Black National Anthem? he's a character, Joe Don. And I said, yeah, I will, man. If you force me to sing the Black National Anthem, I'm going to do it. And just so everybody knows, the Black National Anthem is James Brown's Living in America. I'm going to end it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.